Lawmakers are considering a bill that is essentially a gun control measure aimed at preventing a mass shooting like the one in Las Vegas in 2017 that left 58 people dead and hundreds more injured. AB 291 sponsor, Assemblywoman Sandra Heidegge, was at that concert. She sat down with KUNR's Paul Boger to talk about the measure and the role the shooting played in its creation.
You're presenting AB 291 before a joint hearing of the Senate and Assembly Judiciary Committees. Tell me, what is that particular bill and what is it meant to do?
Assembly Bill 291 is my one October bill, and I brought it forward this year in order to help prevent any future mass shootings from ever happening again in Nevada. Having attended the Route 91 Festival and being there on October 1, I wanted to make sure that we were putting preventative measures in so that no Nevadan or family member has to go through what me and my family did.
So what does the bill do? You know, I know it's aimed at public safety, but what specifically does the legislation aim to do?
There's three components to the bill. Part one is codifying into state law what the federal government already did and banning bump stocks and any technology that would convert a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun style weapon. Part two of the bill repeals a preemption, which gives authority back to local governments to be able to regulate firearms as they see fit for public safety. One of the things it does is allow them to strengthen state laws that already exist. Mm-hmm. And the third component of the bill is reducing the blood alcohol content level that you can have present in your body while you are carrying a weapon to 0.08 to match that of a DUI.
Talking to some of the opponents so far, you know, they say that this bill goes too far and that it prevents all modifications to firearms. Is that true, or is that an overreaction?
That's overreaching. What this bill does and the language says is it bans technology that materially increases the rate of fire of a gun so that you don't have to pull the trigger more than once to fire off multiple rounds. So materially increase. That's a substantial increase. That's not if you're changing the trigger for a child or for, you know, someone who has arthritis or for competition shooters. This is for substantial increase in the rate of fire so that you can fire off more than one round with just one trigger.
Would this also give rural counties more freedom to, let's just say the sanctuary county argument that's going around right now? Would this give them more freedom to kind of enact that sort of legislation or that sort of ordinance?
No, absolutely not. Because basically what this does is this is just giving local governments the authority to strengthen state law. You cannot be in contrast with state law. That's illegal.
I'm curious. This seems like a major piece of legislation, and you are at this point, the sole sponsor on it. You know, why take the lead on this?
You know, I've always been a proponent of gun safety. You know, I campaigned on background checks in 2016, but after the concert, I actually kind of took a step back and stopped talking about it. You know, nobody knew I attended the concert. It wasn't something that I wanted to relive or ever talk about. I'd rather people not know I attended until Parkland happened. And then I realized that I was in a very unique position to be able to use my experience, what happened, and being an assemblywoman to make change for the state of Nevada, and I felt like it was my obligation to do so. Sharing my story is probably one of the most difficult things I ever have to do, but I will probably share it as many times as I need to until we make Nevada a safer place.
So, I mean, obviously we're already on the topic, so can you tell me, you know, how difficult it's been since that shooting?
I don't know if it'll ever get easier. I'll give you a perfect example. My husband and I went to a concert, a country concert this weekend, and we left an hour and a half into it because it was an outdoor concert. And you're just not as comfortable. I don't know if you'll ever be as comfortable the same, right? So we chose to leave halfway through the concert because it was outdoor. There was people in the hills. We could see, you know, probably just out there getting a free show, but I think that's why this piece of legislation is important, right? Because there's so many people who were affected by Route 91, not just the people who attended, but there's lasting effects on even your family who goes through their own type of trauma after not being able to communicate with you, not really being able to understand what's going on or how you're feeling.
The opponents of this legislation, a lot of them are saying that so far the legislature is infringing upon their Second Amendment rights. You know, what do you say to that argument?
We aren't. This is just about making Nevada a safer place. We're not creating a registry. We're not coming in. This isn't a gun grab. People can still have their guns. This is about safety. This is about making sure that the next largest mass shooting in America doesn't happen here again.